Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Andrew. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, communication is always important, right? We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some tricky conversations that you get into or potentially can get into when you move into retirement. If you're doing will and estate planning, mm-hmm. that can often lead to tricky conversations. If you're a business owner and you're involved in a business succession strategy and there's family members that are involved in the business or not, right? That can lead to tricky conversation. So this is an area that, unfortunately, Andrew, you and I see, and Faisal sees, some of the unintended consequences of either not having the conversation or not having it well. So we thought it would be useful to do a segment with an expert who coaches and helps people manage these conversations, both in retirement and business succession planning. And we welcome Trudy Pelletier, who's a communications specialist with Simply More, to the show. Trudy, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about this notion of communication. And I'm indifferent as to whether or not we're talking about you start with retirement or business planning, but maybe give us an idea of where you see in your professional experience people get stuck and create problems for themselves.
Well, people get stuck by avoiding the difficult issues,
right,
and avoiding conflict. So if there's been a recurring conflict or concern, rather than take it on, they most likely avoid it. And it's all with good intention. It's because they don't want to hurt anybody or they don't want to rock the boat. And unfortunately, when something gets swept under the rug, it grows and festers and erodes trust and communication.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
was that the Cole's Notes version?
Yeah, we have seen the unintended consequences of that. Okay. So let's start with retirement. So in your professional experience, and we see this all the time, where we see the difficult conversations is often with family. It has to do with perhaps children living at home, right? It's time to go. It is with money. So kids requiring capital for a down payment on a house or something to support them in some way and perhaps affecting mom and dad's retirement plan. And it certainly is prevalent amongst legacy planning. So when people are sitting down to do their wills, right, and discuss their wishes and how they would like things to be settled when they're gone, it often can be a very tricky conversation. Your experience, Trudy, tell us a little bit about how people can prepare for that conversation and then perhaps how they can have that conversation with family.
Well, one of the first things to do that a person can do for themselves before even being in the conversation is really increasing their awareness as to how do I even think about this? And I'll give you an example. I was at an event last night. I met someone who's considering doing some retirement planning with me. So that's values-based, legacy-based planning. And his comment is, retirement is like euthanization for me.
Wow.
Wow.
So most of us, I thought it was marvelous that he knows that, because now that he's got the awareness that this is how he's thinking about retirement, we actually can transform it through conversation. Most people don't stop, pause to say, okay, so like, what do I really think about this? And both men and women get trapped with what we think about it, which is more our patterned views, our patterned ways of looking at things, rather than what's happening in the background. So that's one of the first things. It's like, if I need to deal with an estate issue, or if there's a tough conversation with my kids because it's time that they get launched and stand on their own feet, you know, what there is to do is look at, well, like, what's in the background? How am I thinking about this? What are my worries and concerns about this? What do I feel about this? And get that up on the table, because that alone creates space for a different kind of conversation.
Well, and I think it's even trickier than that, in the sense that there's often two people, a couple involved in this, and there can often be, we often see assumptions being made that the way, you know, one person is thinking about it is the way the spouse is thinking about it as well. And I would say, in my experience, that's not always true.
Well, I tend to see the same thing, Dave.
Yeah. You know,
and while we're unique in what we do, but we still see a husband might suggest he's going to play golf every day, and the wife's going, well, I got other plans for you. I got that honey-do list.
Right.
And it changes things up quite a bit. And what they're going to do and where they're going to do it and how it's going to be happening. So
yeah,
it is confliction right there.
Yeah. So, Trudy, back to you for a second, because I'm curious as to where to start that conversation. Yeah. So you had this gentleman say to you, it's like euthanasia. That it would be interesting, and I don't know if you've had a conversation with him and there's another person involved, but the differences in how people perceive this, whatever the topic may be, is also, I think, critically important.
Yes, and you guys are speaking to one of the most common enemies of communication, and that is the assumptions and conclusions. Like, I already know what my wife is going to say, I already know what my husband is thinking about how this is going to go. And that I already know, the assumptions and conclusions occur like it's the truth or it's real, and it actually is the barrier to leaning in with curiosity and with questions and listening to learn. So that's one of the fundamental things that I do when I'm brought in, whether I'm working with couples or whether I'm working with a family, is look at what are some of the assumptions and conclusions that are barriers to asking some very important questions and having some really difficult conversations.
I can remember in one of our early retirement conferences, Andrew, when we decided to separate the guys and the gals at different tables, and we asked them a very simple question. Tell us about, you know, how you're thinking about this transition into retirement. You know, what does it look like in your mind? And it was fundamentally different between the guys and the gals. I have to tell you, the women were generally terrified that the guy's coming home and going to infiltrate her world. Right?
Yes.
I'm coming to coffee with you girls now. Oh, no, you're not. No. So he was.
And we had some fear on the boys, too, but it was for different fears and different reasons.
Yeah.
But still, it was unbelievable.
It was fundamentally different. So I think that's really important to address those assumptions. What you're thinking about may not be what your spouse is thinking about. Let's talk about some tips, Trudy. So, whether you're a retiree or a business owner, whatever the case may be, there's got to be some common tips, I think, for having those conversations, those tricky conversations, effectively.
Well, the first one is just start.
Yep.
And, you know, you can acknowledge, one of the things I encourage the people that I work with is when it is a risky conversation, to actually put that on the table up front. Like, I feel like this is a tough issue and I'm committed that it goes well and I've got some anxiety about it or I've got some concern about it. So for sure, like, just acknowledging that it's a risky or a tricky conversation, as you're calling it, can absolutely ease some of the tension.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is to look at, so as human beings, we actually create patterns of how we listen to our spouses or how we listen to our kids and even how we listen to ourselves. So you want to look in to see whether or not you can discover, how am I listening to this person? And I'll give you an example. I was working with a family, and one of the second eldest son was the assumed successor. This mm-hmm. was in a business transition, and he was the assumed successor. And how one of the major concerns in the background is people listen to him like he's a bully. So we actually don't see that it's a listening filter, or said another way, a lens that we're looking at someone through. We actually think that that's who they are. And so we label, we objectify. And so another tip is just to, again, confront what's there in your own space. How do I listen to this person? What's my view of this person? And that can alter how we go into a conversation. My final tip in this moment, because I know we're pressed for time, mm-hmm. is our way of being is the source of the greatest impact on our communication. So we can go into our conversations being anxious or frustrated or being critical or being all-knowing. And that will create a certain way of communication. And it'll produce a certain outcome,
right,
which fundamentally is no communication. If we go into our conversation and really practice being curious, see, when we're being curious, we are naturally asking questions. We're naturally listening at the edge of our seat. We're like, no efforts required. when we are being curious. And most of us as adults have lost our sense of curiosity.
Yeah, it's true. We do have to leave it at that point. That's a point we could explore beyond for sure. Maybe we'll have you back to do that. But I want to thank you, first of all, for taking some time with us today, Trudy.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
We've been joined by Trudy Pelletier. He's a communication specialist at Simply More. We're going to talk about the process, like the retirement lifestyle. Retirement lifestyle, to get that done well, requires communication, my friend. And we're going to talk about a process to help people get on the same page and then fund the lifestyle that they want.
Yeah, and profit and protect and all those good things. We'll be having a seminar on Tuesday, August 21st, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine Spirits Beer. If you'd like to join us, please give us a call at 966-8400. 966-8400, or you could register as well at pkag.ca.
All right, stick around after the break. We're going to talk about how to pass on your knowledge when you're approaching retirement to the people that you work with. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.